Hi, welcome to this episode of Fathers and Founders. In this episode, I'm going to chat about fear. And it's a human emotion we all encounter. And it's something that's quite pertinent and prevalent in entrepreneurs. So just a little bit of background. As humans, we're only born with only two fears. So the first one is a fear of falling. The second one is a fear of loud noises. All the other remaining three fears are completely learned fears. So just to kind of go over what those are. The first one is fear of rejection. The second one is fear of failure. And then the final one is, funny enough, fear of success. So with regards to those three fears, it's quite important to learn how certain things that you deal with cause you those fears. So for instance, in sales and in sales training and working with a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, the fear of rejection is a big one, specifically when you have to pick up the phone and call a prospect, or, you know, essentially get out your comfort zone if you've got to do a big sort of presentation, and you sort of always in your head and thinking you might fail, or what if this happens. So that's the final one. And also, the funny enough, when founders are looking to raise funding and they don't really believe themselves that their business is valued at X, or that they will actually receive the funding, you know, and for it to land into their bank account, and then they get a notification on their phone that the money has actually landed there. And in some cases, some entrepreneurs might even sort of scupper the deal because they have that fear. So it is a very important thing to deal with, and not just with founders or fathers or funders. It really is every human has these three fears. And as a parent as well, is to recognize these three fears and how your children are learning them in their daily lives, and when they go to school, when they go to university, when they start their first job. So really, this podcast and this episode was really just to educate you and to ensure that you're aware of these three fears. Just to end off this episode, I thought this was quite interesting. What people don't realize is that the emotions that you feel with fear and being scared are exactly the same emotions when you are excited. So it really is how you frame those two states, but essentially which share the same biochemical reaction that's actually happening in your body. So whenever there's a new chapter in your life, essentially you do have that same feeling where you feel scared, like it's the unknown, it's completely uncontrollable in some cases. But similarly, when you are excited about something, it's a lot of sports people see this when they are sort of racing a big mountain bike race. I see it with my daughter when she's about to sort of participate in an event, and I say, "How are you feeling?" She says, "Well, I'm excited." And essentially, it's the same as being scared, because you're unsure of the unknown. But that biochemical reaction that's happening inside of you actually does drive you and motivate you to be alert, and a lot of it is obviously the adrenaline that's flowing as well. You know, being in that state for a prolonged period is not great, specifically when it is aligned with being scared. And that's for another episode, how entrepreneurs in different countries and in different economies struggle, because some cases there is support to support entrepreneurs who are sort of looking for a lot longer terms, whereas in entrepreneurs in emerging markets, they don't have that luxury of time or capital. So just ending off on that emotion side is also understanding that state that you feel, that being uncomfortable, being scared, is actually a biochemical signal to yourself that you are going to be out of your comfort zone, that this is an opportunity to grow. So that was just a final thought I just wanted to add in there, that feeling is actually a good feeling, and to actually embrace it and let it drive your next chapter, or whatever that might be, whether it is a new business you're starting, whether it's also a new sport that you're doing or hobby, and similarly in those that you love, that you are looking after. So I hope you found value in this episode, and I look forward to catching up in the next episode. Take care.